corners in Wilbur Moore Drive into a wagon of Wilbur
Moore. That's exactly what I was driving at. The leather things you hold on to when you're driving a horse.
Lines.
And if you're plowing, they're...
I got a line on him if I'm plowing him, a cutting line. If I'm riding him, I put a leather line on him. Made out of leather, you know.
I see. When you're riding a horse, you put the feet, your feet in the...
Stirrup rides. Has a saddle, got a saddle on me.
Mm-hmm, but your feet are in the...
Put your feet in the stirrup.
Okay. The horse on the left when you're plowing is the... Or when you're driving a wagon is the... What horse?
On the left? He's on the off side, they call him. He's on the horse side.
They call him the off horse
side? Off side. He's on the off side. That left is to go the off side.
Okay. Do you ever hear him called the nigh horse or the near horse? That doesn't...
I don't need to.
All right. If you're telling me how far it is to something, you'd say, oh, it's not very far. It's just a little...
Little piece of it. It's about a half a mile up. Just a little distance, some people say. Well, it ain't for just a little distance out of the road.
Okay, and if it's a long way, you'd say,
that's way down the road. That's far away, yeah.
Joseph Fur Piece?
That's right.
you'd say about something you were looking for, that's not hard to find. You can find that anywhere.
Anywhere, any place. I don't see a place there. Anywhere. I don't see a place now.
Right, you're getting the shrubs and the trees off land to plant. You'd say, yesterday we worked all day and we...
Cleared up there and got them screwed out of the way.
All right. Clover and grass that you cut one time, then you go back and you cut it again.
That's second cutting on making hay or something like that. We cut it the second time. Well, first time we said we clipped it. We either say we clipped it or cut it the second time.
I see. When... Wheat is gathered up. It's gathered into a
bundle.
All right. And then if they put the bundles together, you might have a... You pull them all...
Put them all in a big bundle and call them... I don't know what to call them now. I used to call them... I have a man who bundle up oats like that. We cut them and bundle them. We bundle them up together, bale them together. You know, we call them big bales.
If you have, I said, no, I don't need that. All right. They grow any oats around here?
Green oats.
Mm-hmm. They grow any?
Yes, they grow them.
What's done to oats to get it out of the field?
Combine them, thrash them. Sometimes they thrash them in the field after all, combine them. And some used to cut them, stalk and all, and let them dry in the field and thrash them. But they combine them now, you know, when they get dry, it's go in there and just thrash them, you know, just to combine them in the field, just go along and cut them off, you know, and thrash them out. Just straw go one way and the oats go another. That's called a combine.
I see. Does it sound more natural around here to say oats is thrashed or oats are thrashed?
Well, let's say we thrash those oats and then thrash.
But which sounds, oats is or oats are?
Oats are is the problem, but... We don't thrash oats.
I see. Okay. Talking about the a man who could walk 2 miles and no farther, you'd say 2 miles is as he could go. 2 miles.
As he could go.
All right. He's saying something about this piece of paper that I'm holding. I say, who does this belong to? You'd say, why, it's...
Mine or yours or something
like
that? All
right, fine. People have been visiting you, you'd say, asking them when they were coming back. You'd say,
when you're coming back or something like that.
All right, y'all use y'all?
Y'all gonna come back when y'all coming back again.
That sounds natural, doesn't it? Would you ever use y'all for one person only? Like to me when I leave, would you say y'all to me?
I wouldn't say that.